The unsurpassed, penetrating, and perfect truth is seldom met with, even in 100,000 myriad kalpas. Now we can see and hear it. We can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself. Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. I pray that I and all sentient beings, from this life through all future lives, will ever be able to hear the true teachings. Once I have heard the true Dharma, I will not harbor doubts about it or fail to trust in it. Right at the time when I encounter the true Dharma, I will let go of the whole world and embrace the Buddha's teaching. Then, together with all beings on this great earth, may we fulfill the way. One of the practices that is very common for most Buddhists is the burning of incense. Compared to what you see in the East, we only use a tiny amount here. When you visit some of the Eastern temples, especially the larger ones, you can sometimes smell the incense burning blocks away and see the bluish clouds, thick bluish clouds, from quite a long way off. It's impressive as well as almost overpowering. Burning incense is regarded as a meritorious practice, a form of offering to the Buddha. It is something that anyone can do, and it is a very simple and straightforward way for many people to express offerings and as well as request the help of the Buddhas and ancestors. Because it is so simple and straightforward, it's no wonder that it's so popular and is one of those things that make people feel good, unless you're allergic to incense, that is. My late master, who bore a great resemblance to Bodhidharma in many ways, taught us that a burning stick of incense represents the enkindling of self in training, the offering of oneself, and the setting light to oneself in training. The perfume that comes from the incense stick is the perfume of the Dharma, which suffuses all places, providing clouds of stillness and teaching. This offering of incense is the offering of oneself to the Buddha, converting the raw materials of greed, hate, and delusion, the raw materials of self, setting light to them, converting them into the perfume of training. As we vow to enter into pure meditation and enkindle our hearts with willingness and faith, the offering that we make, although intangible, is still perceptible. It purifies body and mind, and it helps other beings. By continuing to train and make the offering of training, The fragrance of the incense continues to get stronger as the hard form of the material changes more and more into formless ash and eventually just blows away. There is a tremendous amount of teaching in one stick of incense. The next practice that Bodhidharma speaks of is burning incense. And in addition, he lists the five forms of the incense of the true teaching. He says, as to burning incense, again, it is not a worldly physical incense. Rather, it is the transcendent incense of the true teaching, which perfumes one's foul-smelling evil deeds, thoroughly fumigating them until they vanish. This incense of the true teaching takes five forms. The first is the incense of the precepts, which is described as the capacity to bring all evils to a halt by skillfully cultivating what is good. The second is the incense of meditation, which is described as unwavering trust in the Mahayana, in the greater course, so that the heart is beyond turning away and retreating. The third is the incense of wise and benevolent discernment, which is described as being ever observant of body and mind, subjectively and objectively. The fourth is the incense of liberation, which is described as the skillful severing of all the bonds of ignorance. The fifth is the incense of liberated awareness, which is described as the luminosity of enlightenment, which is never impaired by the hindrances of ignorance. Such are the five incenses to which worldly kinds do not compare. When we enter into pure meditation and endeavor to cleanse our karma, our willingness to train and the practice of our pure meditation penetrates body and mind and harmonizes them. If you don't mind a mildly grisly example, I don't know if it's still done, but when a house is fumigated, they completely encircle it with plastic and pump insecticide into it. That insecticide actually penetrates right into the structure of the wood, thus killing any unfortunate insects who are making a home there. The incense of the true teaching fumigates the structure of our lives, and it cleanses, it penetrates, and it cleanses the karma of body, speech, and mind until it really no longer has a hold over us. It seems so hard and so fixed for so long. And yet, when we set it alight, it burns and turns into ash, delicate ash, which simply blows away. The incense of the precepts, which permeates our lives and fumigates them, dissipates the stench of suffering and causes the cultivation of that which is good for self and other. You see this in yourself. You see this in people who come here. You can see the suffering in their bodies and in their eyes. And yet when they take the precepts and they train in the way, that suffering begins to change into the quiet stillness of pure meditation. It is one of the most beautiful sights there is. When we trust in the unborn and resolve to practice pure meditation, not allowing ourselves to waver anymore, but kindly, compassionately, consistently bring ourselves back into stillness and mindfulness, the incense of meditation is lit within, and it burns, and the fragrance of stillness penetrates everything, everything that we do. Instead of indulging or fighting with our senses, when we learn from the experience of the senses and the teaching that comes from them, and we vow to become kind and compassionate employers of the six thieves and give them a job, put them to work, to work for us, we learn from our experiences and our mistakes. As Bodhidharma says, learn to be ever observant of body and mind, subjectively and objectively. Learn to be mindful and let experiences, beings, and things teach you how to be mindful and benevolently discerning. When we teach and enlighten all things, says Dogen, we are deluded. When all things teach and enlighten us, we are enlightened. Then the incense of wise and benevolent discernment will burn within body and mind. When we work on the cleansing of ignorance and the severing of attachment to that which creates suffering, we are making an offering of and receiving the fragrance of the incense of liberation. Buddhism is the religion of freedom, the kind of freedom that ceases from evil, does good, purifies the mind and the body, and helps others. And when pure meditation is no longer hindered by the heavy chains of karma which weigh our spirits down, the incense of liberated awareness is lit, and the spirit rises naturally to greet the unborn, its true place, its original source. Bodhidharma continues, in the days when the Buddha was in the world, he had his disciples set just such priceless incenses burning by means of the fire of their wise understanding and discernment as an offering to all the Buddhas in the 10 quarters. Since nowadays sentient beings who are foolish and dull in their senses do not understand the Tathagata's real meaning, they merely apply an external fire to light up the world with such material incenses as sandalwood and frankincense, hoping for blessings and rewards. How can they possibly obtain them this way? How indeed? The next time you offer incense yourself, or you see an incense offering in your home or at a temple, reflect upon what the true incense really is. To cleanse our karma is to light the incense of self. You have to be very kind and compassionate to yourself in order to do this. You have to care about the self, and you have to love it enough to let it go. To let it burn up in the fire of training, to convert it, to transform it. When you offer incense, as you bring each hand together in gassho after the offering, recall that one hand is the mind stained, the other is the mind immaculate. There is no separation between them. Where the fingers of each hand meet, there you will find the fragrance of the 5 forms of the true teaching: the incense of the precepts, the incense of meditation, the incense of wise and benevolent discernment, the incense of liberation, and the incense of liberated awareness. The offering of ourselves in training is the fragrant incense of pure meditation. I can smell it when I walk in here. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.